Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Patsy Stoddard from the Emory County Business Chamber. Patsy, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so start of the new year, it's pretty busy over there at the Emory County Business Chamber. Coming up right around the corner, you have the Beat the Winter Blues Festival on January 24th, the Friday, and then Saturday, January 25th.
Yes, we're really excited about it. So we have vendors and entertainment. We have a food truck coming. We have a lot of different activities. The Friday night, we have free skating night from 4 to 8. You just come there to the rec center in Castle Hill and pick up your skates. And then on Saturday, we have free wagon rides by Lee Jeffs. That'll be Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12:30. And then all weekend long, we have a free kids corner where there's a lot of kids activities and crafts and different things for the kids to do. And that's while the festival's open from 4 to 8 on Friday and then also on Saturday.
And then on top of all the kids' corner activities you have, you'll have the Bingo Bash and then a left-right-center tournament. Bingo's going to happen on the 24th at 6:30, and then left-right-center is going to start at noon on the 25th. So for people who might, everyone knows Bingo, but for people who might not have played left-right-center, what do you have to do in that game?
Well, left-right-center is a dice game, and you have three dice, and you just shake them, put them out on the table, and then it'll come up an L, a C, and an R. And if it's an L, you send some of your money to the left or some to the right and some in the center. And then when it gets down to the very last person that has, well, we use poker chips for that. So when it gets down to the very last person who has one poker chip left, then they're the ones that win all the poker chips in the middle. And then for prizes, we're giving away Emory County Chamber bucks, and those can be spent at any Emory County business that's listed on the buck.
And that's always fun to have, especially when it goes to such a good cause as supporting some of the local businesses in the area. I always love seeing organizations getting out and getting involved in the community like that. Now, we've talked about what's happening at the Winter Blues Festival, but let's talk about a little the purpose behind an event like this. So what kind of inspired you guys to start up this festival?
Well, this is probably the ninth year that the festival has been going, and it's just, you know, something to do in the winter, something to get people out and get them together after the holidays. Things tend to get a little bit stale and boring. And so it's like, well, so we kind of invented this event a few years back. Amanda Leonard, and when she was with the business chamber, then she helped instigate it. And we're also having a cornhole tournament, too, on the Saturday. And anybody that wants to get involved with the cornhole tournament, there'll be some added money for that. So some incentive to get out, you know, and just a venue for our local vendors to be able to show their products and then just have a little bit of entertainment and a little bit of fun. Just get together with your friends and neighbors and come out and eat and buy snacks and just look at the items that they make. So it's just kind of a community event just to get you out of the house, basically.
And I think getting out of the house, especially at this time of the year, is good. Like you said, it feels like that span from January to about May just feels like an absolute slog. So this is a good way to break up that monotony, get out and have some fun. And then the other topic I wanted to cover with you today is you have applications open for the Business Improvement Matching Grant. So let's talk about that for a second. For people who might not know and for business owners listening, what is this grant?
Okay, so this grant, it's a matching grant, and this year it's up to $15,000. So if you have like a project that was a $30,000 project, then you do your project, and then the Emory County Business Chamber, we would reimburse you for up to $15,000 of that project. And this is a grant money that comes from the Rural County Grant Program. The state of Utah, each year, all of the rural counties, they give them $200,000 to do with what they will or what they want to. And so in Emory County, part of that county grant money has been placed into this business improvement grant program, and they asked the business chamber to administer the program for the county. And so that's what we do. And so we put out the application, we gather the applicants, we gather their applications, and I answer whatever questions that they might have. But they can be used for a variety of things. They can be used for just anything to help improve their business. If they're a restaurant, they could buy, like, outdoor furniture. They can use the money for, like, drive-up windows, facade improvements, business signage, new equipment, interior improvements to their business, any type of business expansion, any type of equipment that they might need. And then, like, if they are a startup business, then we could help them with 30% of their startup costs, you know, up to the $15,000.
And I really love how involved the business chamber is in Emory County. I love seeing all the small businesses succeed in the area. It's always so fun. And programs like this just go to benefit that and further that idea even more. Now, if people are listening and they want to fill out an application, where can they pick one up?
Well, they can just contact me, 435-749-9025, or they can email the business chamber, info@emorycountychamber.com, and then I will just shoot them over an application, and they can get that filled out. The applications are due by January 31st this year, and then if we happen to have any money left over, then we'll have a second round later on in the year, but I don't expect that we'll have any money left over. The funds, this is the fourth year with the program, and so the funds have been, you know, well utilized each year, and then I've gone back and begged for more money, and sometimes I actually get more money to go into the program, and so don't give up. If you didn't get a grant the first time, you know, we might come up with some more funds and be able to have a second round later on in the year.
And don't give up. Just keep pushing. When those grant applications open up, we'll be sure to help you get that information out. Now, Patsy, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I just like to encourage them to, you know, come out to the Beat the Winter Blues Festival. We have a lot of good entertainment, a lot of fun activities, and there's going to be a wide variety of vendors there, and a food truck, and our Smoke On food truck is going to be there. So just come out and say hi and enjoy the weekend with us.
Well, Patsy, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Patsy Stoddard with the Emory County Business Chamber. We were talking about the Beat the Winter Blues Festival coming up on Friday, January 24th, and Saturday, January 25th, as well as the Business Improvement Matching Grant. The application for that are available now, but the deadline is January 31st. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.